This is the Green Party of the United States Steering Committee conference call on the 10th of December, 2017. This is Jody Grage, secretary. Our facilitator is David Gary. On the call so far for the steering committee, we have Hillary Kane, myself, Jody Grage, George Martin, Darlene Elias, Chris Blankenhorn, and who just joined us?
Andrea
Merida. Daryl Moak has said he will not be on the call. We have three observers, Starling Rankin from Oregon, Deanna Murphy from Minnesota, and Tama Yeager from Virginia. Who else just joined us?
Mike Dennis.
Hi, Mike. Okay, David Gary is facilitating, so take it away, David.
Thank you, Jody. Are there any additions or changes or revisions offered to the agenda for this evening?
Jody Stack?
Go ahead, Jody.
Okay, we have a proposal from GPACS that I sent out. It may have been this morning. That may be the only revision, but if someone else can think of something else, please speak up.
Hillary Stack.
Go ahead, Hillary.
I don't have the agenda in front of me, though I'm pulling it up. There were a couple of things that I sent after Wednesday night, I think Thursday and Friday, and I just want to make sure they're there.
We do have the Outreach Committee budget request.
Great.
Hi, this is Gloria.
And there was also, I think we can talk about, I think some of the report back on union negotiations can go outside of executive session, but I think it's basically already on the agenda. I feel like there was one other thing, and now I don't remember. Oh, the CCC. Does that need to go on this agenda?
I sent out the call for nominations to the National Committee, and that's all that has to happen right now until we get the nominations, and then it will become a proposal.
Okay, great.
So right now we have...
Right now we have the GPACS proposal. Where would you want that put?
That will go in the voting queue.
In the voting queue, oh, okay.
Yes, received for the voting queue.
Okay, then you'll take care of that when we get there. Are there any other changes to the agenda? Hearing none, we'll get moving right along to new business, of which there is none.
Woo-hoo.
Standing business.
I'm sorry, am I not on mute anymore? What?
So we're into item three, standing business, 25 minutes. And we start off with the treasurer's report. Hillary, there's quite a few things listed here for you, so you've got about 10 minutes to take care of the first part before we get to the outreach, I believe.
Okay, well, I was about to log into the bank account to provide this treasurer's report, or at least the bank balance piece, and it's asking me to reset all of my security questions. And I'm hoping that's what it's asking for, as opposed to me having to know what the answers are. So give me an extra second while I... Sorry, I was just a little caught off guard. So I haven't looked. Okay, good. I've captured that. Submit. Yes. Confirm. Continue. Okay, good. I'm getting in. And I'll put these new answers to questions up in the Google Drive. Wow, I'm so glad I logged in. We only have $5,000 in the basic checking. Whew, okay, so right now the three accounts add up to $111,736.96. I'll send that to you, Jody, and I don't have it in front of me, but that seems significantly lower than what it was just 2 weeks ago. I will also log into PayPal right now and see what that looks like, because hopefully there's just all these new donations sitting there. But, you know, nothing new to report in that finances, you know, fundraising is down and expenses are up. Expenses continue to outstrip my projections because lots of committees are, you know, everyone's basically spending their budget, you know, and everything we've approved already. So nothing is, you know, new and different, but things are, you know, finally hitting that we've approved in the past. So, so upcoming things like starting to pay out granted small bits of money for all the voter rolls at different states. We also have been also in the queue still is due to FPVA. ESCO sent a new bill that I have to pay. And then there'll be travel reimbursements coming out of this coming weekend's anti-oppression training here in Philadelphia. So I did get QuickBooks started, and it's been slow going. And I don't know. I think that's about it. I can't think of anything new and different on the treasurer end. We have a bunch of amendments to FEC reports due on Monday, and then the next monthly report is due on Wednesday, and I have not yet been able to get out an October and now a November report to the NC because I still need Thomas' help to do the income side of the expense report because I still need basically a glossary of tracking codes, and once I get that done, and I know Thomas is busy with other things, I think we're hoping to knock everything out in the next week or so, and that's it.
Jody Stack.
Go ahead, Jody.
There are a couple things under the treasurer's report in parentheses, and that's because there's nothing we have to do. They just need to be in the minutes, like what the budget line for the Puerto Rico event was, and that the A&M final financial report will be done by the 31st of December. Those are just to keep them in our minds, so you don't need to do anything about that. And I will wait to get those numbers from you. That will be fine. Thanks. Over.
I just emailed them.
Good.
Any questions from anybody?
Hey. Are there any questions for Hillary regarding the Treasurer's report? Hearing none, we're moving on to the outreach requests. For $2,210, it sounds like, and there are four items that they're requesting monies for. Do I need to go over them, or does everybody have an agenda in front of them?
Jody Stack.
Go ahead, Jody.
I'm not quite sure who should be in charge of this section. I know Mike had some comments and questions, and probably other people do. So I think if you just maybe take things one at a time here and ask if there's any...
George Stack.
Okay. I heard Gloria, then George. Does anybody else wish to be on the stack? Gloria, go ahead.
Right. Well, I have a couple of questions, but my first question was going to be perhaps a liaison for that committee, if that liaison's on the call, and I think George...
That's me. Thank you.
I refer to George, but would like to be on the stack after that for specific questions.
Go ahead, George.
Well, I'm the liaison committee for the committee, so if there are any specific questions, please.
Okay.
Okay, then Gloria Stack.
Okay. The first item is $1,500 update literature. And Gloria is on the stack. Does anybody else wish to be on the stack?
Mike Stack.
Okay. I have Gloria and Mike. Go ahead, Gloria.
Yeah, I just was hoping for some clarification. it's from the way it's written or the way I'm reading it, that Justin was already working on things, but then he was asked not to work on it pending SC approval. That wasn't clear to me about SC approval for funding, because I have a different concern, or just a question, which is how, you know, messaging and branding and for literature gets decided, and content. And I also understand that the recent new edition, which is the banners that say Green New Deal, but someone will need to verify this, is they either don't have the National Party logo, or maybe don't say the party or the website or something that really identifies it as the National Green Party. So, you know, I have concerns about material being produced without some guidance around messaging or branding, and so that's not clear to me. I may just not have all the information. Pass.
Is that a direct question for George, Gloria?
It's a direct question, I guess. You know, if George could answer it and what the committee is thinking, but also I think the steering committee can't. I wouldn't support funding anything until I really understand the process about how things get designed. You hire a designer and they do something, but then if the steering committee is approving and we say, well, you know, this isn't appropriate branding or the messaging, or we have some changes, then, you know, we've asked someone to put a lot of work into something which ends up having to be revised, which is time and money and probably frustrating from the point of view of the committee and the person that they've contracted to work. Pass.
Okay. I have Michael and Andrea on the stack,
and then Hillary
on the stack. Does anyone else wish to be on the stack? Mike, go ahead.
Thank you, David. So I had emailed out some questions that I had for the outreach committee a couple days ago when we saw this proposal. I'm not sure it made it to them or not. So on several of these items, so I guess for the first one, I'm really happy to hear that some of the literature is being updated. I do have general concerns about us using a graphic designer to update that literature, especially at this point with effectively a budget crisis that we have on our hands, and there being hundreds of volunteers in the database who say that they want to help with design work. For example, the fundraising committee right now, we've reached out to some of those design volunteers and are having some volunteers come up with variations of designs for a sticker that we hope to utilize for small donors. So for the first item, I just have general concern that we are utilizing a graphic designer when we have many volunteers, and I believe part of outreach committee's mission statement includes volunteer outreach. So that's just a general concern, point number one. Secondly, for the second item, I'm generally favorable to the second item if it's just, you know, kind of an advertising space for this committee, for this conference, that looks good. I guess my question would just be, who is designing that advertisement? And if it's a volunteer advertising, designing that advertisement, then can that volunteer also help with some of the items in number one? Number three, which is a tabling kit for local parties. I love this idea. I definitely think that we should kind of put together some literature for state parties and whatnot, local parties to utilize. I guess I don't have an understanding of why money is needed for those tabling kits. So it says, for example, merchandise, like that the kit will include literature, merchandise, and sign-up forms, which is awesome, again. But, like, literature should be stuff that we already have made. Presumably some of that is the stuff in number one that Justin is maybe going to help design. merchandise, if merchandise is going to be included in this kit, that's not something that would need money. The steering committee could presumably, if we wanted, allocate merchandise for these boxes. In sign-up forms, that's not really something that is so complicated that needs a graphic designer to be made. So I support these kits. I don't know why $400 is needed for them, other than maybe shipping them out. And then for the fourth item, I'm just curious as to what is being printed using the VistaPrint services, and if this is kind of our standard items that we have on sale, the literature that we have on sale on the website, I believe that comes from a line item in the merchandise committee. So, over.
George, I'm Andrea stack. And Hillary on the stack, and George. Anyone else want to be on the stack? Andrea, go ahead.
Thank you. The concern about messaging and that, and you know, design standards and something like that, that's really important. First of all, can you all hear me?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. And when the political organizer was hired, one of the expectations were going to be that that position would help make some recommendations on standards, you know, messaging standards, that sort of thing like that. I mean, and we've never been able to execute that. And quite frankly, that's the kind of thing that the steering committee needs to provide leadership on. There have been, you know, individuals in the steering committee who no longer are on the steering committee who have been very resistant to any of that kind of standardization. So, and this all taps back to the fact that, you know, we still don't have an outreach plan from that committee that we could even begin to have this conversation on. But now it's December 10th. And this budget is going to be over in a few days, in a couple of weeks. And so, I mean, at this point, if they have money in their budget, you know, instead of wrangling with them for for 2 weeks over an outreach plan that has never materialized, I think we ought to just let them spend what's in their budget, if at all possible. As far as Justin is concerned, you know, I'm looking at this email that you just sent out, Hillary, and it really does seem that Joy's expectation is that this guy's just going to be on call all the time. And, you know, he originally was hired for media, and media doesn't use him for every little thing. In fact, Dave Dunan kind of, you know, springboards off of the work that he's already done. So he's kind of set design standards as far as that's concerned. They also have Starlene in the committee, who I think she actually is very, very much the person that's interfacing with Justin to get some of these designs done. So she's capable of doing some design as well. You know, we need to have a conversation about personnel and how much you know, their involvement in the committees are, because I think you know where I'm getting at on this particular aspect. You know, so it's not like they don't have graphic design resources, but I don't think it's reasonable for us to say, well, you have carte blanche and you can spend up as, you know, with Justin as much as you want. You know, personally, I would prefer that the banner that they produce would not say Green New Deal. Those are concepts that I don't necessarily myself back. I think there are other things that we should have been talking about. And again, I mean, this all goes back to the fact that there's no outreach plan. There's no outreach priority. It's just kind of whatever is coming at them. So I would say, you know, at this point, 2 weeks before the end of the year, it's going to be really, really difficult for them to try to vet volunteer graphic designers. I think they absolutely need to do that going forward next year. I think that we need to have a meeting of the minds within the steering committee. And, you know, it would be my opinion that we decide democratically to ask George to guide them through these steps, right, of vetting graphic designers, of giving us a plan within the first 30 days of the year. Otherwise, there will be no funding, right? So I think it would be reasonable to just kind of give them a finite amount of money to use Justin, you know, maybe $300, and he can use that time to just give them some templates. They have people there. You know, Starlene has access to Adobe products that she can do those changes and things like that. You know, I have, okay, $60 for an ad, sure, why not? You know, I don't really see how this fits into a long-range, you know, vision for this. As a co-chair in a state party, I don't need the national party to send me a T-shirt for a tabling kit. So, I mean, it's really hard for us to really pick these things apart at this point. I oppose the use of Vistaprint because they're not particularly union or environmentally friendly. So, that doesn't really help. I wish we could pick these pieces apart if folks want to do that and give partial approval to some of these things. That would be cool. Over.
Okay, I have Hillary and George on the stack. Does anyone else wish to be on the stack? We have 6 minutes left on this topic. Go ahead, Hillary.
Jody Stack, I was on mute.
Okay, so first of all, sorry for only forwarding the responses to Mike's questions today. I'm a little behind the times and still thought Darlene was the liaison, and I had copied her on that and wanted to give her the opportunity to forward it, and clearly I'm behind the eight ball there, so apologies, that was on me. In general, as treasurer, I don't think we should fund any of this. The idea that it's in their budget and they have 3 more weeks to spend it is completely an illusion. I just gave a report that said we're $20,000 less in the bank than we were 2 weeks ago. Spending it in today or tomorrow versus January 3rd is essentially, you know, like it doesn't make a difference. You know, like money is money, and whether it's spent now or spent in a month is irrelevant. Like we don't really have money for this kind of stuff, and next year's budget is extremely austere because of it. And I don't think, as nice as and, you know, important as any of these items are, and I have no issue with any of the items, none of them are absolutely necessary and put us in some sort of leveraged advanced position for next year to make more money. So for those reasons, I say it's not worth it. For whatever it's worth, the email I forwarded did have the pictures of the banners. They do have the Green Party logo on them. For whatever it's worth, I think the outreach committee's job is to decide what goes on those things, and it's not on us to sort of nitpick after the fact. But it's done. So my vote is no, simply for fiscal reasons. And I think my read on the Justin issue is that there was a culture in the party of, like, whenever somebody wanted Justin's services, call him up and ask, and perhaps that went through Starlene, and she made the judgment call, I'm not sure, but we are definitely way over on that line item this year, and it took me a long time to realize that, partly because it looked like he was paid via PayPal for at least 3 payments in the middle of the summer, unbeknownst to me, and I just didn't, like, I hadn't done a final, like, a full whole of all the PayPal transactions, so I didn't realize it until a couple of weeks ago. Over.
I have George and Jody on the stack. Does anybody else want to be on the stack?
Gloria, please.
Okay, and Gloria. We have 3 minutes left. Go ahead, George.
Well, thank you. Obviously, this is a committee trying to cover some space here, and in our previous meetings, I did bring up the budget situation in terms of us not being able to do all that we might like to do. I think within what's presented here, the updating of the literature really needs to be clarified in terms of who works on literature and who approves literature. And I don't want to get in micromanagement, but I'm hearing a lot of maybe we should approve each piece of literature as a steering committee. I mean, that has to be clarified in a situation just and obviously. I think at this point in time, I like the way some of us are thinking about this in terms of this should be budget looking toward next year, and also especially how it fits. Within that committee, we discussed the fact that any budget allocation should have a national or regional effect. And so there's a regional effect on the simple ad for the no foreign basis, and that's going to reach a lot of peace groups. I'm on the planning committee and the coordinating committee for that conference, and I know that's $60 worth spent, being spent well worth it in terms of advertising the Green Party. The Peace Committee and another section, they're raising $150 to be a registered part of the country of the conference, and not asking that from us. So number two, I see as something that we can do right away. Number three, I think it's an area that was put forth as a budget area, and then the committee is discussing what types of things should be in that type of a package for tabling, you know, and whether it's a platform summary or otherwise. And it was to be aimed at new state affiliates, not existing state affiliates. So that's the reason why two T-shirts was in there in terms of identifying leadership and things like that. I think basically as we look at this budget, we're looking at a dollar amount to be fulfilled with a package that's completely developed and then approved. Obviously, this is a matter of putting forth a budget to develop a package. And so I think with the exception of number two, understanding that we're not going to be spending a lot of this money during the next 2 weeks, that we should, with clarity, go back to the drawing board and the committee. And I would like clarity in terms of, as we work as volunteers and develop things like literature and graphics, what is the ultimate approval point within that? But I would need to understand that in terms of going forward. Thank you.
Okay, I have Jody and Gloria on the stack. This item is actually out of time, and a decision will have to be made on it, I believe. Is that correct, Jody?
Yeah, if I may, I'd like for after the stack is clear for us to call for consensus on this.
Okay, go ahead, Jody.
First of all, it very clearly states in the fiscal policy that just because there is money in the budget, it does not, you have to request spending and it can be accepted or denied. I think in this case where we don't have much money, I think I agree with other people that many of these, many if not all of these items could wait till next year. I wonder how the money from the outreach committee going to the conference on U.S. military bases fits with what the what GPACS is asking to do, but I would support simply denying this request because we don't have the money. I think that some of us would probably be willing to chip in to make the $60 for the half-page ad, but I wonder if GPACS's participation in this won't be adequate. So I do not support spending this money, which we do not have. Over.
Go ahead, Gloria.
I'm just going to say I appreciate Hillary's explanation, and on budgetary reasons alone, I don't support any of the requests at this time, but I would like my comrades to note that I would like a further discussion around messaging and branding and approval that does not hamper a committee but or micromanage, but also I think on a political message needs to be directed or at least partnered with the steering committee. Half.
Mike Stack,
George Stack.
Andrea called for a call of consensus after the stack is clear. I have George and Michael just asked to be on the stack. And we are out
just
of time.
Just a quick
on the
response.
No objection.
Yeah, on the stack. Yeah, as liaison both to the outreach and to GPACS, GPAX was not aware the outreach was asking for an ad. And so I've been in discussion with both of them. I agree with the general direction here in terms of looking toward next year. Thank you.
Okay. Do we actually have a proposal that I can call for consensus on?
Jody Stack.
Go ahead, Jody.
I propose that we deny the funding on the grounds that most that A, we don't have the money, and B, much of this, most of this can be done, can be revisited and decided on next year. Over.
Winkle.
Yeah, okay, Michael, I got you. I'm going to get you after the call for consensus. Does anyone have any concerns regarding denying the proposal from the outreach as a whole? Hearing none, the monies asked for by the outreach committee are denied by consensus. Go ahead, Michael.
I just wanted to say that I'm happy to help the outreach committee, as would Starlene or David Dunan, in emailing design volunteers at any point in the future if they decide to take that route. Thank you.
Okay, we're moving on to item 3B, fundraising report. Starlene, are you there?
Yeah, hey, hi. Let me see here. Okay, we've sent 3 e-blasts out so far in December. First one was one written by Cynthia, beginning of the month, on the 1st and the 3rd. That has brought in $271.50, so not as good as the last one she did. And then the second one was Go Green for the Holidays, and it was promoting our merchandise on the store. And that's done pretty good. We got $50 cash plus 32 orders, equaling $844. So that's in the past 5 days, 32 orders. So I imagine more will be coming in. I think the deadline is the 18th, I think around then, about a week before Christmas is the deadline. And then the last one was a year-end survey. Hopefully you all got and have filled out. That's brought in almost $1,400, plus the information we've gotten from the survey is really valuable, and that was sent late in November and resent again last Friday. And let's see. I don't have really an update on checks from direct mail. There hasn't been a deposit made to the bank for the last 3 weeks. The last one was the 17th of November. So that was for $1,145. So hopefully Cynthia will be doing a deposit this week and we can get the new figures on that. So really nothing's changed on the direct mail letter income. I mean, probably has changed, but we don't know yet. The last letter we just sent out 2 weeks ago, folks are getting it right now. I got mine the other day. So we should be expecting checks from that coming in. That also has the tote bag offer in it. On phone banking, we've worked out the final kinks we had with Call Hub. We've got more volunteers come in. I got a few more today. And hopefully this week the volunteers will start making calls. And those are basically, we'll be calling people that donated first and second quarter of this year and just trying to get a year-end donation, also convert them to being a sustainer. And someone mentioned the state party lists and Hillary. We're starting to do get the lists where we have to buy them, voter registration lists from the different states. Spending a little bit of money on that. We're not going to spend too much. We've got Florida, New York, Washington, Oregon, and Louisiana already. And we've either ordered or in the process of ordering, let's see, Colorado, Arkansas, Nevada, D.C., Delaware, Arizona, Alaska, California, New Mexico, and Pennsylvania, though we're going to get Pennsylvania from the state. In a few cases, we're getting exactly what we would get from the Secretary of State, but we're getting it through the state party, so that helps with we don't have to pay the cost then, pay for it. And the last thing is we're still waiting on Nation Builder to set up the new Stripe payment processor so we can switch over to that from our temporary solution of PayPal, you know, for the bogus donations. So we're just waiting for Nation Builder to do what they have to do for that. That's it.
Okay, we're 3 minutes over. I have Chris on the stack. Does anybody else wish to be on the stack? Go ahead, Chris.
Yeah, on the state list, I can talk to our exec because we bought them in 2016 when we were petitioning, and it's just a massive raw data file. But we bought it for the intention of the cross-checking system for our petition so that we could go through and make sure that we had the right people. But we have one with them in the last couple of years that I can probably get from Illinois.
Great. Thank you.
Yep, over.
Does anyone else wish to be on the stack? Okay, moving on to item four, voting queue. There are three items, one item in the queue and two items pending. Go ahead, Jody.
All right. The proposal that had been received for the queue was to approve Alex Law for the Finance Committee, and that is the discussion is from 12:18 to 12:31. That will go in. Why isn't it going in tomorrow? I don't know, and I will check. That seems like a long wait. I'm writing this in caps in the minutes to check and see. And the other one received for the queue is the GPAC's proposal. It needs a floor manager. I believe the dates are already in there. Yes. So,
Gloria Sachs.
So if there is information on that, yeah, the rest of the information is in there. So, and then the one that is already in the queue is the proposal to join the United National Anti-War Coalition, and that the voting does start tomorrow. Over.
Okay, I heard Gloria's voice. Jody,
Gloria,
do I have to ask?
One of my questions were answered. Take me off the stack, sorry.
Okay. Jody, do I have to ask for findings regarding the approval to the Financial Committee?
If steering committee members were going to have findings about why something should not go in the queue, they need to have been those issues need to have been raised before the meeting starts.
Oh, okay.
So by the
and
time
that applies to the GPACs as well, then.
Yeah, if there are reasons why it shouldn't go in there, those findings need to be started earlier.
Okay. Who would like to volunteer to be floor manager for confirming the Financial Committee?
No, the Finance Committee one. Oh, yes. Pardon me. We do need that. Yes. Excuse me.
Chris, Jack.
I can do it.
I heard Chris, and I don't know who else said that they could do it.
I mean, I'll see to someone else if they could do it.
That was Andrea.
Oh,
okay. Andrea has volunteered for the Financial Committee proposal. Who would like to volunteer to be the floor manager for the GPACs proposal?
I
Chris Deck.
I don't mind.
I will if that's appropriate, and I'll work with somebody to get it right. Thank you.
Is that George?
Yes.
Okay, and George will volunteer to do the GPACs as floor manager of the GPACs proposal. Old business, 40 minutes. Hang on, I just lost my place on the agenda.
Hillary Stack.
Go ahead, Hillary.
Just, I know this is about the GPAC thing. I was just curious, did we ever get clarity about what the, oh, it's $150, but this doesn't actually cost money means?
George, yes. Go ahead, George.
Go ahead, George.
Yeah, the committee is raising the money to pay themselves.
Great.
Okay, we have 20 minutes to talk about the 2018 budget. Who would like to be on the stack?
Jody Stack.
And Hillary Stack.
Oh, hi, Jody.
The 2018 budget is in the regular part of the agenda as well as in the executive session part. So if there are aspects of the conversation that we want to do now, we have, you know, there's two kinds of conversations, and we have the openings for both. Over.
Hillary Stack?
Go ahead, Hillary.
So I think I can share the general upshot of the discussion with the union that Gloria and I have been involved in, and talk about the general proposal that, assuming we agree to their request, that what would go forward, and then if people disagree and or want to discuss different hypothetical scenarios about then what might transpire, that might go into executive session. Does that make sense, Gloria?
I
hear Gloria on the second. Anyone else? Go ahead, Gloria.
That is fine with me. I agree with Hillary.
Great. So Hillary Stack.
George Stack.
Go ahead. Okay, I have Hillary and George. Good. Does anyone else want to be on the stack? And I'm getting an echo.
So I took myself off my headset. I'll go get it. But feel free to have George go first.
Go ahead, George.
Yeah, just where can I quickly access the 2018 budget? I'm sorry.
Well, we're waiting for Hillary. Does anyone else wish to be on the stack?
Sorry, I'm getting my headset. Was George's question about where he can access the budget?
Yes.
All right, so it's a Google Doc that may or may not have actually been shared with you, George. So I will send it to... I'll resend... what I'm about to propose to the whole steering committee. It's actually technically in yet another document because I created a document just for the staff. Did anybody hear? I was switching. I don't know if people heard what I said for the last 2 minutes.
Yes.
Okay, good. Okay. So basically, the upshot of the union, just so you people know, Gloria and I talked with Dave Doonan and Scott McClarty, who were designated to be the negotiators on behalf of the union. We had a call with them last Sunday night, and then we talked again with them on Thursday. Basically, on Sunday night a week ago, we kind of laid out the financial situation that we're in, and explained, you know, why there would probably be staff cuts coming and what, you know, what that would look like. At that point, you know, they sort of mostly just listened and said, okay. And, you know, we said that we would be in full transparency, share the budget with them, and so they could see with their own two eyes, like, what was going on. And so what I did is I created basically it's the same as the budget we were looking at, and I think I just cleaned up some of the notes and made it a little easier to understand and shared that. And then they went and had their staff call, I think, Tuesday and maybe again on Wednesday. And what they have come back and proposed to us, and let me just say that I think Gloria and I are in agreement, but I know for certain that I think this is as good as we're going to get right now, and we can have further discussion of this on executive session, that the union is essentially agreeing to the Mike Dennis version of the budget in terms of the total amount of money for salary, which is slightly under $132,000, knowing that that means cuts. They have decided to be in solidarity, and they don't want any one of them to go outright, and that they will all take the brunt and accept cuts of varying degrees, TBA, in order to get to that magic number. So that's the proposal. Obviously, how that then gets chopped up and who, you know, like what level of staffing ultimately comes out would definitely be an executive session conversation. Though I think for the purposes of where we are right now in terms of our budgeting process, like this is enough to get us through to be able to propose a budget to the NC. And then we would continue to negotiate, you know, into January to figure out what that actually looks like in terms of staffing. So we can either discuss this now or we can punt discussion to executive session.
Mike Speck.
Andrea Speck.
I have Mike, Andrea, and Darlene. Anyone else wish to be on the stack? Go ahead, Mike.
I just wanted to express my gratitude to Hillary and Gloria for all the negotiating that they have been doing and certainly will be doing in the coming weeks. Over.
I've been smoking a lot of cigars. No, I'm just kidding.
Okay, I have Andrea and Darlene on the stack. Does anyone else wish to be on the stack? Go ahead, Andrea.
Yeah, I would just like to continue this in executive session since we don't know what else can come up in this discussion. It's a personnel issue. Over.
I have Darlene on the stack. Does anyone else wish to be on the stack?
Those were the exact sentiments that I was going to express, the ones that Andrea just said. Over.
Okay. Does anyone else wish to comment on the budget outside of the staff? Okay. Hearing none, we'll move on to item B, letter to unions about electoral reform. And there's 10 minutes, and Mike is designated as the point person.
I'm sorry, for the letter to the AFL-CIO? Sure.
Other unions,
so there's yes, so there is a Google Doc. That letter is finalized. It was put to a vote on the FC list. Unfortunately, we fell short of quorum, but it seems like the majority of us support this particular form of the letter. So unless there are questions, I would just like to call for consensus on this call that we approve it. Over.
Does anyone have anything to say on this subject? The stack is open.
Hillary's stack.
Really? Go ahead, Hillary.
Let's just get this letter out, please.
We go back.
All right. Jody Stack.
Go ahead, Jody.
Yes, there is letterhead that was put together for the last time we needed to do this, and I can get this out tomorrow morning. Over.
Andrea Stack.
Go ahead, Andrea.
I have no objection. This letter's already quite late. At some point, maybe on this call, we do need to review what our process actually is for submitting proposals for the SC's approval. I don't think we're clear on that. So, over.
The stack is empty, and there's plenty of time. Does anyone else wish to speak on this topic? And
no,
yes, we are ahead of schedule.
Did all this talking 2 weeks ago?
Yeah.
Okay. So we have a upcoming.
Is that someone's cuckoo clock in the bathroom?
I'm afraid, yeah, I have a wind-up clock.
Oh, cool. All right. Well, it's done.
So, we have pending agenda items. 10 minutes for this topic. The staff computer purchase procedure. Does anyone wish to speak on that?
Jody Stack.
Go ahead, Jody.
Jody Stack. To keep them within our consciousness, probably most of them, there will be no comments. So I think that if you just ask if there are any one of these that needs to have an update. Hillary had mentioned something about the elections database, maybe, but you know there may be no comments on any of them at this time. So.
Well, we're well ahead of schedule too. So.
Woo woo, Hillary Stack.
Go ahead, Hillary.
So I can give a couple of updates. Let me just pull up the agenda again so that I don't miss something. Okay, so staff computer purchase protocol. FinCom discussed this 2 weeks ago, and we came up with general ideas, and I didn't actually make an assignment that anyone would write all these ideas into an actual policy statement for us to review. So on our call, our most recent call, I did that. So there's a subcommittee of two people who are going to work on taking our general thoughts and turning it into an actual written policy statement for FinCom to approve, and hopefully I should have something to this body by our next call. And then on the, since I can just, I'll just knock out my stuff. Elections database, phase 2 and 3, Kendra Markle, the programmer, said that phase 2, which is the only chunk that we have paid for, basically will be done by December 31st. So they're moving along on schedule. Over.
Does anyone else wish to speak on any of these four items under this topic? There's the voting software. I think that's Chris, is that correct?
Yep, no major
Hillary Stack on that.
Okay.
Yeah, Hillary mentioned earlier that Hugh had sent an invoice.
Yeah, so Hugh sent an invoice, and then he also called me with the unfortunate news that his mom, I think, is, if she hasn't passed already, was near to passing. This was maybe Monday. So he didn't want me to necessarily mail his check to his house because he was literally getting in the car to drive to Florida to be with her. But we also chatted a bit about, you know, his process and what he was doing and the work. And if you think, you know, I'm wrong, feel free, I can call him back. But he was sort of, I was asking him how much he thought he would have before the end of the year, just trying to get a sense of budget. And, you know, I essentially, because I think he's sort of operating partly in this, like, oh, you know, I can keep working until December 31st, and then, you know, all the money runs out, and we have to start all over again. And I was like, well, technically that's true, but, you know, from my vantage point, you know, if he has some, you know, measurable chunk of work that will, let's say, wrap up January 5th, great, you know, finish it up. But, you know, if not, then I wouldn't get started on yet. You know, like, I wouldn't get started on something now that's not going to get finished in relatively short order. But, you know, if he needed an extra, like, week or two to get something done to be at a good breaking point, that makes sense to me. And, I just told him, look, you know, we haven't finalized the 2018 budget yet, but I think it's unlikely that you're going to have a blank check to keep, you know, plugging away at, you know, I'm sure what is a laundry list of all kinds of tweaks and fixes that we could do. So I said, you know, I encouraged him to spend his time, whatever time he has left, you know, trying to get
the biggest things done that are the most important, because it's not clear what money might be there for next year for this project. So that was basically it. But I would hope that there's a little flexibility, and I don't know what the fiscal policy is, but like if something was authorized by this steering committee in 2017, I assume I'm still okay to pay it into 2018 for anything that was actually done in 2017.
Jody okay. Stack.
Wait, who spoke before Jody?
Chris.
Go ahead, Chris.
Yeah, I would agree with what you were saying, and that was going to be my next conversation with you. Was going to be about, you know, making sure we're looking at a good stopping point, or at least pausing point. Over.
I have Jody on the stack. Does anyone else wish to be on the stack? Go ahead, Jody.
Yes, if the work was completed in 2018 or darn shortly thereafter, it can still come out of the 2018 budget, just as an ongoing project that you know, was maybe a couple days over. That's been done. I don't see a problem with that. Over.
Okay, this is David. I'm going to put myself on the stack for the ETC. And somebody on the committee has agreed to write the final report, and I hope that we can present something finally before the end of the year regarding the steering committee elections. Over.
Jody Stack?
Go ahead, Jody.
Can we identify the somebody, or is the somebody going to be anonymous?
it's Charles Cherus.
Oh, okay.
Unless anyone else has any other comments, that is the end of the agenda.
All right.
George Stack.
Go ahead, George.
Yes, from our previous conversation about literature and graphics, we need to verify a process that is followed consistently in terms of committees creating literature and where the approval point is. That I'd like to put that on the future agenda, please.
Jody Stack.
Go ahead, Jody.
I would also like to add to the agenda, the next agenda, and I don't know when that will be because the next call is on Christmas Eve or something, and the call after that is similarly poorly placed. But anyhow, I would like on the next call, the next regular call we have, to have committee reports from the liaisons. And also, I want to remind people that we have an executive session budget call on the 13th from 5:30 to 7:00.
And what time zone is that, Jody?
It's 8:30 to 10 Eastern.
Thank you.
Does anyone else have any comments to say, or shall we say goodbye and let you continue on with your executive meeting?
I think that'll be fine, and thank you very much, David.
Yeah. Thank you.
George Stack.
Go ahead, George.
You know, being new to the steering committee, does it really make sense in terms of family and otherwise to have a meeting on Christmas Eve?
Jody Stack.
I will be.
Jody Stack.
Go ahead, Jody.
I think we are assuming we are not having a call on Christmas Eve, and we are also
assuming
that we do not have a call on So our next regularly scheduled call then would be on the 14th of January. But we do have a special budget call executive session on the 13th of December. So I think that we can assume that the next regular steering committee call is on the 14th of January.
Thank you.
Okay.
Okay. Is there anyone else? So Jody can stop the recording and you can get on with the executive session.
Yes. Hang on a minute here. Okay. So this is the end of the recorded portion of this call.